This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill to restrict teenagers' access to cannabis is getting its first hearing at the Colorado Capitol today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would lower the daily amount of medical marijuana 18 to 20-year-olds could buy. It would create a statewide tracking system to make sure people don't go above the limit. Rob Anderson is the superintendent of the Boulder Valley School District and says he's concerned about what the products do to children's brains.
I think everyone would agree that these products are not designed for middle and high school students. And we should all be deeply concerned at the rate that they're getting their hands on these products and the impact that they're having on our kids and our families across the state of Colorado.
The marijuana industry supports more research and better tracking. It does not back restricting medical marijuana purchases of older adults. Some lawmakers had originally wanted the bill to limit the strength of all marijuana concentrates. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Travelers are starting to make plans for a post-vaccination summer. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports resort towns are starting to see hotels fill up.
In Aspen and Snowmass, hotel rooms are almost 30% booked for the summer. Last year at this time, that number was just 10%. Even more telling, the lodging occupancy rate is slightly higher than it was in April of 2019. Aspen Ski Company spokesperson Jeff Hanley says the area could see record visitation soon.
I think people are ready to travel, and I think destinations like Aspen and Snowmass and other mountain destinations and really any place that is a sort of a tourist-driven economy is going to see a very busy summer.
Hanley says the one area that hasn't really recovered is group travel. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up, decades of suppressing wildfires at all costs is one reason that the number and severity of them have grown in Colorado. But indigenous people have long held different views about fire.
Back when indigenous people were still on their land, they did practice controlled burning.
And that view may help quash future forest fires. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine travels with a group of indigenous middle schoolers to the site of one of Colorado's worst wildfires. We'll have that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News.